Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph of Masechet Shabbos. We're holding on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. We are at Tana Debei Min Nashya. So a few lines into the page, four lines into the page. So a goat cannot go out with something around its head. That's because it will be considered like a masui on him, and it doesn't really need it. It has a very narrow neck. So says the Gemara, Tana Debei Menashe, Eiz Shechokak Lo Bein Kraneha. If you make a hole between the horns, Yotza Ba'afsar B'Shabbos, then it could go out with the afsar that's sort of put into that hole on Shabbos, because in that way there's no chashash that you're going to take off the afsar, the chamor and choshesh for it, unless you have a situation where it's put on in the regular way, where you might take it off because it only fits very loosely. So ask the Gemara by Rav Yosef, Tachav la bizakana mahu. What if you stick the afsar in the goat's beard? So what's the halacha then? Do we have to be choshish in such a situation the afsar is going to be removed? So Rav Yosef explains the two tzadim of this safek. On the one hand, kiven di'i. Given the imenatachla kavla, since if it would jump or start to choke, it would hurt the animal's beard, because the afsar is stuck into the beard, will start yanking at the hairs. So lo asil natucha, so it's not going to come to jump to move it out of the way, because it doesn't want to hurt itself. Odilma zimn to rafi v'nafil, or maybe we do have to be concerned that sometimes the knot that ties it, that connects it to the animal's beard, will weaken and will just fall out, and the person's not going to realize that, and will continue to hold the afsar as he's walking the animal, but he's not really moving the animal, he's just holding this afsar. And then he'll end up carrying Dal Ramos and Rosh Hashanah. So Gemara says Teku, the Gemara leaves that unresolved. Okay, so now we're going to discuss the issue that we've already discussed previously on Daf and Aleph and Beis about an animal going out with a Shmira Yisera, with more Shmira than it actually needs, whether that's considered that the animal is carrying something on Shabbos. Tananasam, lo b'ritzua shebein karneha. The Mishnah had said that a para cannot go out with the strap that's between its horns, and it doesn't explain, though, why there is a strap in between a cow's horns. So Amar v'yemri bar Abba, pligi bar Rav Shmuel. This is Machlokas Rav Shmuel. Chalamar bein whether that ritzua is there for decorative reasons or whether it's there to protect it so that the animal doesn't run away, usher. It's going to be usher for the animal to go out with that, because if it was there, put there linoi, it's considered to be a masa, and even if it was put there for shmira, since the ritzua is a shmira yisera, because the para doesn't need it for shmira, so it's considered to be a masa as well. V'chad amar, and the other one disagreed and said that linoi usher, if it's put there just for decorative purposes, then it's also to go out with it, because that's considered a masa. Well, the shamer mutter, but if the ritzua is put between the horns in order to protect the animal that it shouldn't run away, then it's going to be mutter, because it's true it doesn't need it for shmira. This is what we call a shmira yisera. According to this opinion, a shmira yisera is not considered a masa. So it turns out that it's machlokas Rav and Shmuel, how to understand the Mishnah about whether shmira yisera is considered a masa or not. So the Gemara explains, we never identified which way Rav holds, which way Shmuel holds. So Rav Yosef is going to prove that Shmuel is the one that holds mutter. Amar Rav Yosef testayim de Shmuel huda amar lenoi osur l'shamer mutter. Must be Shmuel who holds that it's only osur when it's done lenoi, but that when it's done l'shamer it's going to be mutter. Why? Amar Rav Huna Bar Chiya amar Shmuel halacha kichananya. Because Rav Huna Bar Chiya says in the name of Shmuel that the halacha follows Chananya, who says that a chaya can go out with something that involves Shmiri Yisera, and that's totally mutter. So since that's how Shmuel Paskins, it's Mistaber that he's the one that explains the Mishnah in that way, that the Ritzua that's between the cow's horns, if it's Lenoi, it's Aser, but if it's L'Shmira, it's going to be mutter. Amle Abaye Adraba, Tzayim Shmuel Hudamar Ben Lenoi, Ben L'Shamer Aser. I could tell the opposite, that Shmuel's the one that holds that if it goes out even L'Shamer, it's going to be Aser. I mean, if this strap is there, even for Shmiri Yisera, that it's going to be Aser.
Aser. Damar Rav Yehuda Shmuel, because Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Machlifin Lefnei Rebbe, the Talmidim switched around their Shaila in front of Rebbe in Shalzo Bezo. What happened? Because the Aser was put on top of some other kli, which was a lesser shmira, was put on an animal that for which it was not a proper shmira, and a chotam was put on a camel, which is a shmira yaseira for it. So mahu, meaning if you were to take the typical way, what they were asking is if you take the typical way that an animal is shamur and switch it onto another animal. So for one animal, the shmira that you put on it is insufficient, and for the other animal, the shmira you put on it is too much. It's more than sufficient. What's the din in such a case? Is it mutter that for the animals to go out? So Shmuel brings a raya that they brought to Rebbe about a gomel that goes out with a chotam, which is a shmira yaseira. So Amr Lefanav, they said Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi kacham rabbi. He says this is what my father Rabbi Yossi said: arba behemos yosei ba'afsar hasus haperet gomel v'chamor. There are four animals that can go out with an afsar, because it's the appropriate shmira for them, and these are the four animals: the sus, the parrot, the gamel, and the chamar. So Rabbi Yossi is saying like him to tell me that any other cases are going to be usher to go out with. It's telling me that an animal, a gamel, cannot go out with a chatam, because these four animals, it's enough to have just an afsar, and therefore they're not allowed to go out with a shmira that's a greater shmira than the afsar, like the gamel going out with a shmira yaseira is going to be usher. Since Shmuel is the one that brings this raya, so we see that this must be his opinion that a shmira yaseira is aser, and therefore he's the one that must explain our Mishnah that the para going out with the ritzua shabein karneha is even if it's l'shmira because it's a shmira yaseira, and therefore it's a kasha on Rav Yosef who thought that Shmuel was the one that holds that it's mutter. So the Gemara answers, since there's a stira what Shmuel holds, samiha mekameha, we have to take away this raya that shmira yaseira is aser in favor of the raya that shmira yaseira is mutter, and say that Shmuel is one that holds shmira yaseira is really mutter. And the Mishnah of the para in yotzeh b'ritzua shabein karneha is only when it's put there l'nai, but it's put there for shmira, it's going to be mutter, even though it's a shmira yaseira. So my chazit to misamis ha-mikamiha. Yeah, but we just had two rayas going in opposite directions. How do you know to get rid of the raya that says that Shmuel holds aser in favor of the one that he holds mutter? Sami ha-mikamiha. Maybe you should go in the other direction. So let's see, what's the gears over here? So the Gemara tells us Rav and Shmuel disagreed. Rav Chibarashi Amar Rav Bein Noi Bein Lishamer Aser. Rav Chibaravin Amar Shmuel Lenoi Aser Lishamer Mutter, because we have someone else telling us on good authority that Shmuel is the one that says that Lishamer is Mutter. So Meisvei. So they ask on Rav, who says by Paraduma Kshura Ba'aleha B'Moseira Kshera, that if the owner ties up the para with an afsar, that it's going to be kosher to use it as a para aduma, it does not become possible. But if you hold that a shmiri yaseira is a burden, so asher lo aleha ol amarachmana, any burden that was placed on a para aduma was possible the animal for being a para aduma. So how come Rav Paskins it's still going to be kosher? Amar Abaye b'malicha me'ir li'ir. When it says that if you put an afsar on a para aduma, that it's going to be kosher, that's talking about you taking the cow from one city to another city. Then it's not a shmira yaseira to travel such a long distance, but to just go outside with it for a short walk, that's where it's a shmira yaseira. Or the Gemara says another teretz, Rava Amar Shaini para didame yukarin, that it's not considered shmira yaseira for para aduma, because you know how expensive a para aduma is. Every couple of years, they think they find an animal that's a paraduma, but they find there's always some problem with it. But when they think it's a paraduma, there are people that are offering millions of dollars for it. The Gemara tells us stories of offering exorbitant sums of money for a paraduma. So it's not considered a shmira yaseira when you have something of such value. Ravina Amar Bimoredes. Maybe the paraduma, that case that we're talking about, a third answer, the paraduma case that we're talking about, it's not a shmira yaseira because it's a particularly wild para that you need to really give keep under control. So three explanations. Harav can hold that a shmir yisera is a masui, that an animal is not allowed to go out with on Shabbos, and nevertheless on a paraduma he allowed an animal that had this afsar on it to be used for paraduma. Three explanations why: either because the paraduma had to travel greater distances, or the paraduma of course needed extra shmira because it was more expensive, or we're talking about a particular paraduma that was a rebellious animal and that therefore required shmira yisera. Okay, the Mishnah also said hasus b'sher. The sus can go out with its chain, and anything that normally has a chain can go out with its leash and can be pulled that way. So the Gemara discusses what the Mishnah is talking about. My yotzin. What does it mean yotzin? Or my nimshachin. And what does it mean nimshachin? So I'm Rav Huna. Rav Huna says the way to read the Mishnah is that balei chayim that normally go out with a sher o yotzin kruchin. They could either go out with it around their necks, like a ritzua that's in a ring in the leash would attach onto a collar in a way that you can't grab it, and the sher is there only for noi, like a collar. O nimshachin, or it could be pulled in a way that you can grab it and pull it. Ushmuel amar yotzin nimshachin, that it can only go out if it can also be pulled. The ein yotzin kruchin, but it cannot go out when it's just wearing it like a collar. B'masnisa tani yotzin kruchin limashich. In Braisa we learned that it could be yotzin kruchin in a way that only in a way that it could be pulled. Amar Rav Yosef chazinu luhu igli de Rav Huna. I saw the calves of the house of Rav Huna yotzin ba'afsarehen kruchin b'shabbos. They went out with their afsarim wrapped around on Shabbos, like his shita, that you're allowed to go out kruchim l'noi, even if it's just there for decorative reasons and it's not serving an actual function as a real leash. Okay, so now the Gemara brings the minhag of the base Rebbe with predos going out with an afsar. Ki asa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, am Rabbi Chanina mulo shel beis Rebbe yotzos b'afsarin b'shabbos, the predos of beis Rebbe used to go out with their afsar on Shabbos. So ibayilhu kruchin onim shachin. Yeah, but how was it? Was it like just as a decorative piece around their neck like a collar, or was it something that was functional that they would pull like a leash? So Tashema says Mar will bring a raya to be poshet that safek. Yasser of Shmuel bar Yehuda Amar Rabbi Chanina mulo shel beis Rebbe yotzos ba'afsarehen kruchin b'shabbos. The predos of the beis Rebbe would go out with their afsarim wrapped around on Shabbos. So you see mefurish that even with an afsar that's only being worn like a collar, that's only linoi, they would still go out with it on Shabbos. So Amura Rabban Kamed Ravasi, the Chum said in front of Ravasi, Hadar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, this statement of Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda that the predos of Rebbe used to go out with their afsarim that were kruchim, that were only there for decorative purposes, lo tzricha midravdimi nafka. And they said, we don't need his edus on this because we already know this from Rav Dimi, because Rav Dimi said that they went out with their afsar, and we can learn from there that it's even when it's just for decorative purposes, and even though he didn't say it beferush, the Rav Dimi nimshachim kamar, because if when Rav Dimi said it, he meant when it was functional to use it like a leash, then we would already know that from Yudom Shmuel. Damar Rav Yudom Shmuel, machliv and hoy lefnei Rabbi shal zubasum mahu, and amar lefan of Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi kacham Rabba arba beimus yotzus ba'afsar asus per gamav. So we already see that an animal can go out with an afsar. So it must be that he's adding an additional chiddush, that not only can it go out with a functional afsar, it could even go out with a decorational afsar. So Gemara says, no, from Rav Dimi you can't learn that the Beis Rebbe went out, the predos of the Beis Rebbe went out with decorational afsarim. Because Amaluhu Ravasi, it's Srichluhu, we need Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, who said that the predos of the Beis Rebbe go out with afsarim kruchim, di'imid Rav Yehuda nafka, because if we were relying on Rav Yehuda, who quoted the Safek about the Gamal going out with a Chotam, and the Raya that they brought in front of Rebbe from Rabbi Yosef, Yossi's statement about the four animals that go out with an afsar, and one of them being the pered, hava amina, I would have rejected that and said you can't learn from there what Rebbe holds, because it could be amar lefanav, that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi testified in front of Rebbe what his father Rabbi Yossi had said, but v'lo kibla mine, we don't know what Rebbe's reaction to that was. It could be Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said, this is what my father held, and maybe Rebbe said, that's very nice, but I disagree. So kamashmund Rav Dimi, that's why I need Rav Dimi to tell me that Rebbe in fact agrees. Vid Rav Dimi, and if we only had Rav Dimi who said that the Predush Shodes Rebbe would go out with their afsar, and that Rebbe held that way, havamina hanimilim shachin, I would say, yes, that's only when the afsar is functional, aval kruchin, but when the afsar is purely decorational, lo, then it cannot go out that way, kamashmund Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. That's why I need the Maimer of Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, that Predos of the base Rebbe would go out with their afsarim, even when they're kruchim, even when they're purely only decorational, and that's not considered to be a masa. So now the Gemara discusses how this chain around the animal's neck can be makabel tuma. We said you could sprinkle the mechatos on it and put it in the mikveh even while it's on the animal. The meimra de bnei kabeli tumaninu. You mean to tell me that these things could be makabel tuma? So because you're telling me how it could become tahar, it must be that it became tame once. Iva tnan, but we have a mission in Kalim that tells us tabaas adam. Let's say a person has a ring on his finger, tamea, it's mekabel tuma like any other jewelry. Tabaas behema, a ring that's used for an animal, like the collar around its neck. The kalim and the tabaas of kalim that they make on tops of handles of kalim, meaning vishar kol tabaos, and all other tabaos like for doors, tahoros are not mekabel tuma because they're not included in the category of tachshit to be mekabel tuma. So you see that the share is not mekabel tuma. The chain around the animal's neck is not mekabel tuma. Not like the Mishnah told us. The Mishnah told us that there are ways to be metired, implying that it is mekabel tuma. So Rav Yitzchak says, no, a share is not mekabel tuma. The Mishnah is talking about the how to be metired a share is bebotin mi noi adam lenoi behema, is by a share that was originally used for a tachshit of a person, and at that moment it became tame, and then later the owner used it, decided to change its designation to be used as a tachshit for a behema, and it's still tame from when it was used for Adam, and now you want to be metayrit. So enochinami, if you have something that's a collar for an animal, it would not be able to become tame. But this was something that was originally a noi Adam. It was originally something that a human used. It was a bracelet, let's say, and it was mekabel tuma at that point, and then later became the owner decided to change it and use it for an animal, but it was still tame. So now we're discussing how to be metayrit in our Mishnah. Rav Yosef Amar, another teretz. Since a person does use it to pull an animal with, so it's considered to be a kli that's used by an adam. Milo tanya makal shel behema. Didn't we say that a stick that you use to motivate an animal to move, shel mateches mekabel tuma, if it's made out of metals, mekabel tuma, matam hol v'adam rode behen, achinami hol v'adam moshech behen. Because a person is ultimately the one that uses it. Yes, he uses it to get the animal going, but it is ultimately a person that uses it, and therefore it's going to be something that is in fact mekabel tuma. Okay, we'll stop there and we'll pick up from there tomorrow.